This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1064, Prioritize Your Budget for Success by Mike Ballou of Eggstack.com. And hello again, everybody. I am Dan. I'm your host here at Optimal Finance Daily, and this is where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And before we get to today's post, I want to thank Fundrise for their support. Fundrise is the first online investment platform designed to give every person the opportunity to own a portfolio of high-quality real estate affordably, and it's thanks to their cutting-edge, low-cost model. It's a great way to unlock a deeper sort of diversification than anything available through your run-of-the-mill public stocks and bonds. Visit fundrise.com/OFD. That's FUNDRISE.com/OFD to have your first 3 months of fees waived. Again, that's fundrise.com/OFD. For now, let's get right to the post and start optimizing your life. Prioritize Your Budget for Success by Mike Ballou of Eggstack.com. Whether consciously or not, we all set priorities based on our values. Someone who values family over achievement will assign a low priority to working late to complete an assignment. Similarly, our spending habits reflect our values regarding personal finance. In this installment of Eggstack, we look at how to prioritize your budget for success. First, we need to define success. Is it making ends meet? Is it paying our bills on time? What about setting some money aside for emergencies and retirement? Everyone needs an emergency fund to deal with life's little surprises. Without it, you'll be asking your family for help or getting out your credit card. Relying on credit for unexpected expenses can snowball into a serious debt problem. Saving for retirement is even more important. Social Security was never meant to be a retiree's sole source of income. It takes a considerable amount of cash to bridge the gap between Social Security and the average American lifestyle. Prioritize your budget for success. Now that we've defined success, how do we achieve it? It requires some introspection into our spending habits. Housing, food, and transportation consume the bulk of our resources. Then there's healthcare, entertainment, clothing, gifts, faith-based and charitable giving, and numerous other ancillary costs. You might be tempted to focus on the big-ticket items, but it's the smaller things that more readily affect change. Let's have a look. Do you stop for coffee on your way to work every morning? What do you typically do for lunch? What about your evenings? How do you spend your time? What do you do when your car gets dirty? If you own a home, do you pay someone to mow your lawn? If something breaks or needs maintenance, do you call somebody to help? A recent survey found that 1/3 of Americans spend more on coffee than they save. Last year, Starbucks broke its previous record with revenues topping $26 billion. Did you contribute to that? Coffee doesn't have to be expensive. You can brew a cup at home for less than 20 cents. Have you ever given any thought to what motivates the typical restaurateur? What do you think they value most, your health or making money? Restaurants make money by loading up your food with salt and grease to make it taste better so you'll keep coming back for more. Why spend $10 or more to go out to lunch when you can bring something from home that's better for you and costs less? Do you spend your evenings swilling drinks at the bar? If you're single, you probably think it's a good way to meet people, but it's really not. You can have a beer or a glass of wine at home for under a dollar. How does that compare to your average bar tab? When's the last time you washed your car, really washed it yourself? You're wasting money every time you pull into a car wash. You can wash your car at home for pennies, and it probably won't take you any longer than waiting in line at the car wash. If you are relatively young and able-bodied, you don't need to pay someone to mow your lawn. Chances are you could use the exercise anyway. And would it kill you to change the filter in your furnace or the oil in your car? It's not hard to do, and you could save hundreds each year by performing your own maintenance. The average American's emergency fund is a piece of plastic in their wallet, and their retirement plan is to die before they get old. If you struggle with your budget and have little or nothing left over to save for emergencies and retirement, you don't have a funding issue, you have a spending problem. Every day, people waste money on frivolous luxuries, money they could be saving. It'll all work out, they tell themselves. Maybe someday when they're old and eating cat food out of a can, they'll question whether all those lattes were worth it. By the way, if we didn't name your particular way of wasting money, you're not out of the woods yet. There are many ways to waste money, like buying a new car every year, owning a boat, vices such as smoking, drinking, and gambling. Then there's designer clothes, exotic hobbies, extreme sports, bottled water, maid service, meal kits, video games, loan interest, and unused gym memberships. The average American. I told my wife the other night that they should just cancel Jeopardy when Alex Trebek retires. The average American doesn't understand the questions anymore, much less know the answers. Here is an actual question from Jeopardy. Quote, Cape Prince of Wales on the Seward Peninsula is this state's westernmost mainland point. End quote. If you ask 100 people on the street to define peninsula, half of them wouldn't get it right. What we need is Jeopardy for average Americans with questions like, name a state. How on earth did we get here? Half of us don't have any retirement savings, yet we're lining up to buy the latest 4K TV or cell phone and blowing whatever's left over on stupid stuff. The average American's emergency fund is a piece of plastic in their wallet, and their retirement plan is to die before they get old. Retirement savings. Let's talk about retirement savings. The mean retirement period in the U.S. is 18 years. The average American makes $50,000 a year and has $100,000 in their 401k account. That'll buy about 3 years of retirement. What are they going to do for the other 15 years? If you want to get in the ballpark, the math isn't difficult. 18 years times $50,000 equals $900,000. Do you have $900,000 in your retirement account? Thanks to investment earnings and Social Security, it doesn't really work that way, but it's close enough to serve as a wake-up call. If you're planning to retire in a few years and you've only got $100,000 in your 401k, you need to start saving more, a lot more. Have you ever run a projection to see how much you really need in retirement? Not one of those silly online calculators that asks for your age and income and savings. Those use outdated rules of thumb that don't consider any of your specific circumstances. You need to sit down with a financial advisor or use sophisticated computer software that can evaluate every aspect of your financial situation. It's the only way to know for sure how much you need to save. When you consider the rising cost of healthcare and housing, as well as taxes, which most people don't think you have to pay when you're retired, but you do, you may be surprised to see how much you need. Conclusion. If you are still working and you don't have any retirement savings, you need to get started. If you don't know how much you need to save, save as much as you can. Cut out some of the frills and start living responsibly. Maybe you're one of the few who has saved for retirement, but you don't know if you've saved enough. That's where the analysis we outlined can help. Set some priorities in your life and live by them. Make adjustments where needed, and soon you'll be on the road to success. You just listened to the post titled Prioritize Your Budget for Success by Mike Ballou of Eggstack.com. And thank you again to Fundrise for their support. Fundrise is revolutionizing the investment world by bringing real estate to more people than ever before. And that means every investor now has the opportunity to build a more perfect portfolio for all of their finances. Every Fundrise portfolio can be allocated according to the types of real estate you personally prefer, drawing on the platform's many active properties, over 150 hand-picked by their in-house team of pros, with many more added all the time. And one of the secrets that many of the country's wealthiest investors understand is that when you diversify, your portfolio is not just resilient, it's actually positioned to earn more overall. But now, no matter what kind of investor you are, Fundrise makes it simple to build a more perfect portfolio. So, ready to get started? Visit fundrise.com/OFD. That's FUNDRISE.com/OFD to have your first 3 months of fees waived. Again, that's fundrise.com/OFD. And that is it for today. I thank you so much for listening and subscribing. Hope you have a great rest of your day and a great start to your weekend. And I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.